am Louise O'Shills, and I am a phenomenal master intuitive life coach. And yes, sugar puddings, it is true, I coach the life coaches. But better yet, I help you take your life lessons and return back to the majesty of you. It's time that you really remember who you are. And guess what? I contend that you are a miracle. You're on this journey, huh? To rediscover you. I'm here just as a humble guide to return you back to you. So come on and join me in this adventure as we all come together to heal the world. Welcome, everyone. It's me, Mama Louise, of the Ask Mama Louise radio show, and we are so enthused to have you. Please make sure you come with your intentions to really guide yourself to your best next new. We have a special guest here. Her name is Chakra Wanda. Welcome, Chakra. How are you? Thank you so much. So I'm going to be quick to let you know the majesty of our angelic healer. Chakra Wanda is a graduate of the Theological Institute, soon to be a graduate of the Angel Ministry from Gateway University, a school that specializes in spiritual psychology and spiritual healing for excellence and more. Welcome, Chakra. How are you?
I am blessed. I'm highly honored to be here. Thank you so much for this invitation. Yes.
Absolutely. To our podcast viewers and listeners and our live viewers, welcome, welcome. As always, we're happy to have you. So today, we are going to sit back and relax, and we are going to allow Chakra to teach us the many things that she knows about the angelic realm and the angelic healing. She is also a phenomenal harp healer, an angelic harp healer, who works with sound healing to heal us more, huh? So today, we're going to ask Wanda to start our entire show by creating a sacred space for us all through her sound and her sacred healing. How about that?
Yeah, all right. I just want everyone to just be as relaxed as possible and be here accepting this invitation. And let's start off with just a beautiful interlude into what I like to call angelic journeys. So I'm actually going to start off with some angelic tuners. I use these almost on a daily basis. These are what I'm talking about. These are angelic tuners. There's three different frequencies that generate. And I use a clear quartz crystal to expand the energy into this space. I'm going to just use one of the tuners at the megahertz of 4160 to cleanse your energy, to cleanse your aura. But we are now going to go into a virtual divine space together. Let's take a deep breath and let's move into this space now. I call upon the light, I call upon the protection, and I call upon the clarity of the divine. I call upon this presence right now to permeate this divine space known as Chill Lover Radio TV. I'm in gratitude for the opportunity to lead us into this journey. So as the tuning begins, it expands this room. It permeates the molecules surrounding you, surrounding me in this virtual space. Let us begin. Take a deep breath. Let's take another deep breath. What we have to remember and realize that all of creation was created just from sound. And it expands out like the waves in a lake, like the waves in the ocean, a ripple effect, and cleanses everything that it touches. So now I bring to you some vibrations from my angelic harp. Harp, one of two that in life over the last few years. And relax and enjoy this journey. Bless me.
Wanda, that is beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for the honor. So the question begins, how did you discover the love for the angel heart? How did that come about?
Well, let's see. You know, I transitioned out of the traditional work arena back in 2003. Called into the healing arena by way of massage therapy, being trained to massage. I always felt that it was a spiritual journey, that I was moving more into the work of understanding the ancient art of laying on of hands. So during those years of doing that laying on of hands work, in the quietness of working with people in very delicate and gentle ways, that's when I started hearing the sound of heart, believe it or not. What I've learned is that spirit works with me like little breadcrumbs along a path. I started noticing what I noticed, okay? What I noticed was that in the sound for about a two-year period, in the music that was playing as I was giving healing massage at certain places like massage centers, and then I also have my own practice. But it wasn't when I would put a song on that I chose with the harp. It was just an impromptu situation. I noticed that with all the instruments that was playing in the song while I worked on an individual, I heard the sound of the harp over all of the instruments. And that went on for a long time. And what I noticed is that when I get a desire, a strong desire to look into something, it's almost like a whisper from spirit. I kept asking the question, am I supposed to learn how to play a harp? Should I get near a harp? So it wouldn't stop until I actually did to look a traditional harp. And I sought out an instructor here where I live, and I went over her house, and she had this room with all types, sizes of traditional, you know, like the traditional orchestra harps.
Yes.
I went into the room. There was no music playing, but I could feel the vibration on where she gave what she taught, you know, her students. So she placed a harp, a traditional harp, in my hands, and I strummed it a little bit, and I said, okay. I was about ready to sign up for classes, but I wasn't supposed to do that. I kept searching. I kept searching on the internet, across pictures and on YouTube about this particular instrument. And they call it an angel harp. It's actually an auto harp. It's normally have a bar at the bottom, but this is re-engineered. And the strings, I have a chart that I have to tune them a specific way. And they come in different woods. Well, so, you know, here I am thinking, what am I supposed to do with this? It took me 2 years before I acquired the first one. And I still was kind of like in the closet. I had this, I talked about it. I talked about it in my spiritual classes with my ministers, this harp. And it was something that drew me to it. So long and short, I finally got one and I had it for a year. And it wasn't until I was invited to attend a fair, and I took the harp and I had a chair. And when I purchased the harp, or the healer that sold these and made these, she said they come with an angel. The angel travels with them, and that you use them on the body. I did use it in my private practice on people when they were laying on the massage table. I'd lay it on top of them and on their back as well. So I was out at this holistic fair, and then I sat people in a chair and they held the harp while I played it, and the vibrations went through the body. And before I started though, I sat my table up, and a lady walked up before I started on anyone else. She said, I have one of those, just like that. And no one just has these, okay? And she says, I have it, but it's been in the closet 10 years. Well, guess what? I knew I was going to adopt that harp. And actually, that harp is this one. I named the harps. Her name is Cherish. It was given to me. I have another one. She's kind of been in hibernation. Next thing you know, I have two harps, and they both came from one of two. Well, actually, there's only two manufacturers in the country, and I got one from each one. And then the next thing you know, the lady that gave this to me, she said, I'll give this to you if you come to my house to do an event in her backyard. They were doing a fundraiser for their spiritual community. Deja vu. Here I am, and this is, I hope that we're able to share this with people. In your walk, in this journey that we have, you're going to be prepared, like breadcrumbs, like in your journey. When I got out of the car and walked up to this lady's house after acquiring the harp, she gave me the second harp, and I had another harp with me. She told me to come by. There were 30 people there. They did a meditation in the backyard, and all she wanted me to do was play the harp for an hour while they meditate. So while I got out the car, and I realized, I'm like, wait a minute, this is like I've done this before. I had both the harps in a bag. I'm going to the backyard. They put out a fire, had my name on it. I'm like, oh my gosh. It was incredible. I sat in the backyard, semi-circled around me. And as I walked into the circle, I just kept asking Spirit, how should I do this? What should I do? I've never done this before. And I was instructed to sit in the middle of the people, but not to sit the whole hour. I was instructed, I felt the guidance to get up and move around the people. We were outside, it was beautiful, trees, and they were sitting in quiet meditation. And I was instructed to strum. And I wasn't singing then, but just strumming. And I would go amongst the people behind them while they were sitting in front of them, over their heads, for a whole hour. And during that time, there was this energy that was working with me, you see. It wasn't hot outside. It wasn't cool. It was just right. But the energy was pouring from me and through me. And what was even more beautiful was that after we had fellowship to eat, they put me in a room to do intuitive reading. And each one came through, adult people, children. And this was a spiritual community that didn't even know me, but they appreciated this idea. And they told me stories. What they told me was what was happening to them as I was doing this. Some people said they could feel energy going down their spine, that some of them had the ability to see energy around me. So it's like I just, you know, we avail ourselves. Right. And I may not have some of those gifts that they expressed, but I received the gift of their experience. And that's when I knew it was time to not be in the closet anymore. I have a love. The angels, the Holy Spirit called me through the ethers. And now this is what I do. I love to do it.
Beautiful. Yeah. And it's amazing. You just answered one of the questions from the chat. We have an amazing soul light here who said, when you speak of spirit, is it the Holy Spirit? And you just went and answered the question.
Yes, the Holy Spirit. When I speak of spirit, I'm talking about the one powerful, only one powerful essence that created everything. The essence that cannot be put in a box by anyone. Name. We are human beings. We carve names. We have to be comfortable with names. I'm talking about that created everything. Yes. Holy Spirit. Can't even be named. Yes. One light, one power over all power. Period.
Woo! Sister, my heart is filled. And so when we talk about this angelic healing, you know, we talk about angels and their presence and this warmth and this beauty, but how can we really tune in to our angelic hearing and feeling for more?
It's definitely a trust factor when it comes to this idea. And sometimes people they hold back. All I can do is share with you my experience. Here I am now facilitating angelic journeys. Just a vision, just a dream. So the question might be, is it your dream? Led by spirit in it. All I can tell you is that the way is paved saying yes to the idea that I am led by spirit. I agree. I trust that I am. So it takes it away from me to just being a vessel of following that idea. And I think for each person, it is unique and different. Have a divine blueprint, right? Fingerprint that no one else has. That's powerful. So how can the way that each of us are led by spirit be even the same? I can only share with you how I'm led, how I followed through, how I allowed that to happen, how I just decided not to be blocked by, you know, insecurities or doubts, acceptance of family or not. Fortunately, I'm accepted by, you know, that love presence. And then here we are together. Here you are. You showed up, right? So, listening, clear hearing, right? Clear seeing, spiritual sight and hearing is what my gifts are. That's what I discovered that my gifts are. And they have been with me all along. It's just that I allowed myself to trust. I ask God and I trust. And I haven't been steered wrong ever since. These harps came in my life. That's just one thing. A health journey. I just went on a journey just last July. That's another thing. I've gone through things in my life. I experienced being in a plane crash situation. I observed that. There's many different things that I've observed and experienced where I know God was right there working with me.
Woo, that is power spirit filled. One of our live listeners is asking the question of you. Did you feel the spirit as a child?
Yeah, here's what I remember. I was lovingly brought up in a traditional Baptist upbringing, close to Catholic as well. So I had loving introduction from my mother as the Catholic upbringing and my father as Baptist. But I was around my father's side of the family and my grandmother. You know how we all have that, that maybe many of us experienced the matriarch, like our grandmothers. My gosh, everybody knew my grandmother and my aunt who sang and they prayed. And I just know that she prayed over us when we were babies. So I grew up with a lot of singing and a lot of love of Holy Spirit and demonstration of that. So I remember when I was a little girl, I daydreamed a lot, although I thought I was daydreaming. And it wasn't until I became an adult that I realized I wasn't daydreaming. And one particular incident that I remember, understand that my strongest connection with spirit and the way the spirit works through me is through vision, is spiritual sight, is that they actually called, and when I was in elementary school, called my mother out of her job to come and take me out of the classroom because I wasn't paying attention. They said I daydreamed too much. And I remember now so vividly that I felt like I was in a different state of being. That's now when I came into the healing arena that it wasn't that. And it wasn't wrong to be in that way of being at all. Have I ever seen angels or spirit? No, but I've sensed presence. So I don't doubt it. And I receive message. Well, it's more like not an audible sound. It's more of a stream of thoughts. And then I notice whenever, like I do broadcasting on Periscope in the mornings, it's turned into this one-year journey. And now I do what I call a morning shift with Chakra One. That particular term was given to me, all about seeing things in a different way, shifting, no matter what you're faced with, shifting your perspective to a higher perspective so that you can navigate and not stay in play in the low zone. So topic here, but I recognize that it wasn't until I got older that some of those inklings were there. That was my experience.
Deeply appreciated because I heard you use the word shift, helping others to shift. And I noticed you call yourself many times, I am the shift director. And you were shifting people to their visions of who they are through the angelic healing. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That's interesting how that just fell into place. So what I do a lot of times, I emphasize that when I get on and do my broadcast and my encouragement work, which how that started was I started writing inspirational poetry, but the poetry is from actually writing letters to God, having that private conversation for encouragement for myself. And so doing that causes a shift. I could stay where I'm at, or I could decide to see it in a different way. I've had times of feeling depressed and down, not to a point where I could get myself up. But what I recognize, especially coming into this arena of the awareness and awakening and practicing metaphysical laws and teachings that have been placed here for us to use, I recognize that shifting is important. It really is. You can stay in one place or you can decide to shift gears up to a higher perspective. So now I practice that every day. And when I do my broadcast, I say, well, come along with me. Perhaps it can help one other person by shifting your perspective, shifting to the highest possibility of what you're being presented with. And sometimes I don't feel like doing it, but I do it anyway.
I love it. When we talk about angelic healing, what does that presence look like in your work of helping people to understand that there are angels present to support you in your growing through life?
I really like to, again, as human beings, we like to put things in particular categories. I have recognized that being called into the life as a healer, right? By listening to her, by listening, when I was working in corporate America, it was no longer comfortable then for me. And I asked the question, is there something I'm more designed to do? And then 9/11 situation happened and all that. I think everybody was thinking about better. And I was called into the healing arena. I mean, I literally jumped ship. And it wasn't until I came into the healing arena when I started laying hands on people. And how it came to me is that I was approaching and working with people. It felt very sacred. It felt very spiritual. It didn't feel like I'm just here to give a massage. So I'm constantly listening. And the listening came into writing as well. So I'm just in this listening mode all the time. I'm drawn to the study of angels. But what happened, people started bringing me books about angels. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe I need to be aware of that. And I remember one time vividly, though, and I was visiting my dad, and I think we talked about it a couple of times. I came up to his house, and he had a book about angels, you know, so I started noticing it all around me. So I just stayed open to it. And I get a chance to counsel and talk, facilitate discussion, intuitive discussion with many people over the years. And I've learned to accept each person as they are, right? And to me, the definition of angel is this. There is this one power, as I recognize, creator of all things, so powerful, so wonderful. From that one essence comes love, comes peace, all the elements there are of light. And I like to see it coming from this place that we can't even reach. And as it comes closer into the heavenly, into the earthly dimension, it comes in the form as angel. Now, we have pictures depicted in all kinds of spiritual texts and religious with wings and all that, just pure energy. And so I call upon the energy of love, the angel. Angel is messenger. So the message of love, you see? So that's how I describe angels. See, each person, it could be different. May not be able to relate to the idea of something as an entity, as an angel. See it as the love of God, the love moving closer in, being present with you. You can call that. So when I work with someone, it's important for me to understand and respect their spiritual or religious, if they open themselves up to me, then we have a conversation from that place, being able to honor them. Did I answer that okay?
Beautiful. That is beautiful. I remember you talking about helping others go through their sacred visionary journeys so that they can infuse themselves with the miracle of the power of knowing who they really are. Could you sort of describe what that looks like when you do that with those who are in your presence?
I love doing those. What I have come to realize and what Spirit has helped me understand in connection is that the gift of spiritual vision and anything dealing with creative visualization and visioning is a major gift that I have. So I like to be able to use my voice, a guided meditation format, and take people on these types of journeys. I also place in life visioning process called life visioning facilitation. And it is actually birthed by Dr. Michael Beckwith, the gentleman that was in The Secret. And some people may not know him just by his name. It's a technology, an ancient technology that flowed through him called life visioning. And you actually ask these five powerful questions. You're not asking yourself. You're asking like one of the first powerful questions to be, and it can be phrased differently. What is the highest possibility for my life? Now, there's a lot of preparation that goes in hand to learn how to just sit in quietness after each of these powerful questions. And what you're doing, you're asking this question of the divine in anticipation for an answer. It could be during that time when we're in small circle. It could be that question that we answer for the whole week and come back the next week and ask another question. Or if I'm doing it one-on-one with someone, to that inner journey of questioning. Because it's powerful when we go in like that and take the time to do that and do the work. And each experience is different. It's powerful. Walk down that road. Life visioning. What's the highest possibility for my life? What must I release in order for the possibility to manifest? No, what's the highest vision for my life? And what must I release in order for that to manifest? What must I embrace? What must I release? What must I embrace? What is the highest possibility? And then there are a couple of more questions. But after each one, you sit for a very long time. But as a facilitator, when I do it in a group, after each question, it could be 10 minutes that we're holding space. And then we do some journaling after that. Or it's a one-on-one experience.
phenomenal. One of our live viewers has stated that maybe musical vibrations activate or wake up parts of the DNA that has been building instructions. Woo! That's amazing.
Yeah, we're encoded, definitely. Our gifts are encoded within us. God gave me a vision and a confirmation about that idea. And I'm sure many of us crossed that confirmation, but some of us actually know that. I believe that. I did a visioning one time for my spiritual community. I opened up the prayer for that community on a Sunday. And the vision that came to me at that time, and I get the visions, I can do it spontaneous right then, bringing in guided meditation. And the vision I saw was us as light in like a divine delivery room, okay? And us as light, and this beautiful synergy that's going on in creating us. And then we're lifted up by our guardian angel and brought into the earthly delivery room, right? But what was implanted in us were our gifts. Then we're moved into the earthly plane, and that beacon goes off. It did for me when I was sitting at my corporate desk to say that calling me, just like it's going off for many people now. For some, they're born with that gift. Immediately come out. You know these babies that come out. We've seen them. They have an old soul, right? Or they look right. They look at you. They look through you. And some of us are brought up in families where some of our gifts are pushed to the side. Don't speak that way. Don't say that you can feel that way and it's snuffed, but we all are. Just like computers, when they want to upgrade something, I'm talking old school, but when they want to upgrade something, all they had to do is put a certain code because the original knowledge or technology was already implanted in the computer. You just needed a code to release it. And music does that for us as well.
Wow. Now that's deep when you start to begin to talk about how we are miraculously coded within and that we must recognize that all we have to do is tap in and honor the miracle of ourselves for us to have access to our inner more. That's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. And we are here. To me, it's a simple thing here. This planet was designed just for us to occupy the oxygen. That loved us so much also provided us with assistance. And for me, I believe it's strongly the angelic realm. So I've been called into this life. Here I am. I can tell you many stories about how things showed up. And now I'm surrounded with the knowledge. I'm around us who lived that life. And I continue to study. They show me what I need to learn, what I need to know. In the closet for a long time. And I'm not in that anymore. I'm just being sincere and genuine in who I am. And now in these times in this year, being a woman of wisdom is to be it very boldly, confidently, lovingly, because I've seen much miracles from being authentically who I am in this way. So I'm encouraging others who are tapped on the shoulder, tapped on the spirit of their own unique way, the way that the divine speaks and works through them, those that are called to work with the angels or allow the angels to work with them.
Yes. Well, we have a live viewer that made a beautiful statement. I get scared to cross the line with the Lord and his magnificent power and humans that claim they have God's healing powers. She says, but you and chakra truly come from a loving light. That is so true, care and love.
And yeah. Thank you
so much. Because the goal is to reactivate all of humanity to love and compassion and the knowledge that we are on this planet for this magnificent ability to love and to express and to create. And if we really just stuck to that, we all have a great time every day. And so we're all equipped to share this message of love, of guidance and direction. But I heard you make a statement about the angelic committee, and I remember listening to you talk about it. Can you please tell us more about the angelic committee? I love it.
I'm gonna tell you, something happened last October on Periscope. I was doing my daily broadcast, and then I would do a broadcast on Sunday called Sacred Sunday Sessions. And I have a little library of books and I love sharing. I'm a facilitator, teacher, and I'm learning as I go, and as I learn, I teach. We all are students and teachers in every single moment. Everything that we're presented with life challenges, is an opportunity to teach. If something compels you to be present with another, you are a healer. It's just by being present. There's healing in listening, and there's healing in sharing. We're not just here to have and the social security number. No, you're bigger. You're much more expansive than that. We are here to add to each other. Even in sometimes our relationship dances and relationship trials, we enhance each other. We become a catalyst for each other. But anyway, I love learning and I love sharing what I learned. So I presented to the audience about three books. I said, what are we going to get into this week? I wouldn't read the book verbatim. I would go to each chapter and I would share the theme of the book, and then I would maybe create an affirmative prayer or guided meditation on that theme. So I, that week, introduced a book called Hiring the Heavens, and it's a book in my angelic ministry curriculum. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off screen, but it's a small book called Hiring the Heavens. Well, here's the deal. I was going to actually only introduce one chapter per week, right? It was 12 chapters long, and I remember it. It was so powerful what happened. As I talked about the excerpts of this book, which was the author, Jean Slater, her story of how she basically just, and you have to read the book, you have to come into my group, but basically came aware and decided, wow, possibly am I being helped in my life in her private practice as a naturopath. A patient came in and said, could this be related to this, related to what I'm experiencing? And she said, oh no, that can't be, because this is related to that, you know, the specifics. But she was prompted, she felt, okay, a pulling to go into her library and get a book, a reference book. So she gets the book and it opens up to a chapter. She didn't search for the chapter, it fell open. And then she looked down and the information or the answer to what the patient said. So she said, oh, I got to schedule, you know, with him and go further in this about it. And it was like, do I have some assistance helping me? Now, I know many of you, I know that some people don't know what I'm talking about, okay? You see, you hear, maybe you're thinking about someone, they call, or maybe you inkling to look into something, and all of a sudden you see it, a sign or a message, or I don't know. You get your own signals and signs from God through the angels, all right? So she pursued that. She said, what if I have a divine, or what if I have a spiritual physician helping me? So she did to every part of her life. So I'm talking to the audience, and I said, they said, keep going. And I kept reading all the way to chapter 9. And it talked about how she accepted the idea. She said, what if I have angelic assistance? What if I just created a committee? What if I just hired my angels? Now, there's one of my viewers on YouTube, and she reminded me of the scripture 91:11. Mrs. Vanessa, 91:11. Psalm 91:11 says, he shall give charge over thee. He shall give the angels charge over thee. And I tell you, just from that theme, what she did, and this woman's book is the top 3% in sales on Amazon. Her whole life changed. I read this book that day. The audience kept saying, read more. This is interesting. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a binder and I'm going to set up my own committee. In a couple of days, I'm going to show y'all, you know, that I committed to this idea. Well, what happened when I came on the next 2 days, other people were coming on the scope and saying, I got my book. Set up my committee. And then I start getting, one of my viewers is a good client of mine in my hair salon, and she called me and said, I'm going to the coffee shop and I've got my book. I'm writing my committees. Then I started hearing from different people, from viewers, of things happening. And then what happened to me, I wrote in one of my committees to assist me with transportation. And I'm not saying this in a way that this is like some kind of magical, you know, Santa Claus, God, you know, it happened. I think what this was, and God revealed to me this process. From there, because of what I received in acknowledgments from viewers and what they were saying was happening with them, I created a group called Angelic Life Shift. And in that group, the middle group, I gave them a step. Get the book. I put a link in there for them to listen to an interview by the author. And by the way, within 2 weeks' time, I felt a prompting to call to reach out to the author, and I actually got to talk to her about creating the group. But it's been incredible in that private group that I, or it's a closed group, but you can join the moments from members on their own that created their committees, right? That took the time to go into prayer in their own way. So now I give classes, I call it Angelic Committee Intensive. And all it is me working. We're rolling our sleeves up and going through the book, and I'm asking any questions and helping through what I do as far as angelic ministry to move through the process, that's all. But each of our experiences is different, so it's simple. Except it's, first of all, prayer. The prayer is out there to the essence that created everything, Holy Spirit, God. And then it's accepting the help. And that's where hiring the heavens process comes in. You're saying, I accept the help that is here. I believe I have help. I have help from the Holy Spirit in the form of the angelic realm, no doubt. And then it is, you got to let your help know what you need help with. Writing that mission statement out. And then there's this launching process. And for each person is different. Members of the group, she actually does a communion to launch. Another person lights a candle. For me, I meet with my committees on a regular basis. What do you mean you meet with your committees? I actually write a letter to each of my committees. I like committee heads. So each of us have a different process. But all I can say is that the beauty of to put the prayer out of accepting, I mean, really getting into the awareness that you do have help, that you do have help, and then making it clear as to what you need help with. And then it's that cycle, prayer, accepting, allowing, and a receiving. See, then it's living in the space of learning how to allow the help to come. God showed me one time right here, or spoke to me about the fact that we could open, I got my front door open because I wanted the energy to be clear as we were doing this. You open the door in prayer, instead of trying to figure out how to do it on our own, and you block it. So that's the work that I do with that. That's a true story. That's what's still happening. In that group, there are Facebook Live testimonies and written testimonies from people that have followed this process with, and it's just been incredible. And I'm still in it. I'm talking with one of my members now, as it's been several months, what she does on a weekly and a monthly and a daily basis to stay in this energy of awareness. She was one of the first ones that encouraged me. She said, Wanda, actually sat down and wrote out my mission statements and launched angels and said, yes, this is what I accept to have help with. She said it gave her such a major relief. And I could go on and on about that thing, but it's real.
And so where can, for even our podcast listeners, where can someone sign up to be a part of this group of hiring their angelic committee? Where can they find you, Wanda?
Yeah, well, one main way is chakrawanda@gmail.com. Another way is on Facebook. I have a group called Angelic Shift with Chakra Wanda. It doesn't look like that. Yeah, Angelic Shift with Chakra Wanda, sorry. And that's the group that you go and request join. And once you come in, you're warmly welcome in. I have the last class. I have had three classes already, and I usually do it in two sessions. The first session is more like an orientation. You know, you get your book, and, you know, there are others there that are going to share their journey. But I'm here to facilitate and encourage you because I'm doing it. I'm doing it on a regular basis. I'm doing it on a weekly basis. It's good to hear other people's stories of what they're actively doing. Idea of their prayer, of accepting, of allowing and receiving. You know, when you're busy in that work of allowing and receiving, it leaves room for that manifestation to come through. And also the angels are going to work with you. The Holy Spirit work with you and letting you know, you may have put something or just had an idea of something that you want to have the angels work on in your life. And through prayer and that time that you spend, there's some other awarenesses that might come up to make you aware that's a more deeper work that needs to be done. On Facebook, Angelic Shift with Chakra Wanda.
And I notice also, when you're talking about hiring your angelic committee, that the part that you always say is, well, you have to do the work.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, you do have to do the work. Yeah. Yeah, you have to do the work. It's not hard. You have to be willing to allow the process. understanding the metaphysical laws that are in place in our universe, the law of attraction, the law of allowing, the law of accepting, the power of focus, you have to be ready to do the work. And it's good to have others that are like-minded to navigate those different levels with. So that's what I mean. So sometimes you can go into a class and take in information, but you don't do the work. You sit there and say, hey, that's nice. That's a nice idea, but you're not willing to do the work. So
moving in action and making that shift is the common denominator. When we're accessing our angels who are waiting for us to fly our spiritual wings and fly, huh? And growing ourselves for more. I love it. How can you teach your loved ones and others about following their dreams and really tapping into their angelic support? How can you help others just feel this presence for themselves?
Action speaks louder than words, right? First, you want to help us do the work yourself. They'll observe it. Sometimes we could want for someone else what we want for ourselves. But you have to live that life to demonstrate it. You have to live that life yourself to demonstrate it. Unconditional love and acceptance is key in that process. So to show someone else, being patient, let them come to you. That's what I know to do with that idea.
Wow.
Do the work yourself, and they'll see the result of it and want that.
Well, Wanda, there's another. You know, you're just so multi-talented. Spiritually, creatively, I mean, you're just creative. You're just a sea of information. Can you tell us a little bit about this concept of the human design? Can you share that with us?
It's energetic blueprint work. Now, this kind of is... this information came. It's not something that people actually seek out. It actually seeks you out. It crossed it because someone has mentioned it, and it'll trigger you to go a little further. Right, and I see the chart is up there. So during one of my angelology study classes that I took several years ago, a three-month study, and at the end of the class, the teacher said it would be important for us to get our angelic blueprint done. Thank you for showing that. So you guys, yes, there's a lot going on that chart. Diagram in the middle, the triangle, and within it is a graph with lines. Just notice that there's lines, and then there's different diagrams. Well, there's about 9 diagrams or squares and triangles and shapes, 9 different shapes. Starting at the top right here, you have all of those diagrams represent one of the chakras. Okay, and then this shape that goes like this, if it's turned upside down, it's the tree of life, the Kabbalah tree of life. Let me just tell you what this is. It's an energetic blueprint, and this work has been out over 30 years or received by this gentleman, Ra Uruhu. Long and short of it, it's a synergy of astrology, 64 hexagrams, the chakra system, I think it's just those three. Yeah, I wrote that down, just those three. And it's based on doing a charting. This is a charting. That's my chart, actually. It's 5 different energetic blueprints that you could be one of, okay? And it's based on when you're born, your birth date, where you were born in the world, and the time you were born. And that equates to one of those 2 columns on the left and the right. Energetic blueprint based on your actual physical birth date, but there's also an energetic blueprint based on 90 days before you were born, which is supposed to be when the cerebral cortex is activated. So now I'm going into this. The bottom line is, it comes up to being that you fall into 1 of 5 different energetic blueprints. You're either a generator, a manifester, of the 2, generator, manifester, manifesting generator, reflector, or protect. Why is that important? It's important to understand your energetic flow. Particular charting also will stand, if you're open to it, what is the best strategy that's most perfect for your energetic design. Me, for example, so let me just breathe down for a minute. I am a manifesting generator. I am designed, actually, to do multiple things. My years it might have felt like I was all over the place and I would beat myself up. You're supposed to only do one thing at a time. But I've come, this information came to me, and I believe Spirit brought it to me in my life at the right time to understand it at the basic level, and I still study it and I review it with other people. I've come to understand that that's my makeup to do multiple things, and I can do it very well. Helps me, though, is the strategy of understanding that for my makeup, it's important that I wait before I take action. I have to wait to respond. And let me tell you what that is. I could be busy creating stuff, but it's best for me to wait for someone to ask for, you know, something I'm making or presenting. Go out and just say, I'm going to like do it as a work. And anytime I practice and exercise that awareness, things take off. Smooth sailing. Compared to a manifester, a person that's a manifester is able to initiate and create and go and do it. But for them, it is to inform before they do. And then it's successful. You see the difference there? So each one of these are like, it's really fascinating to understand each of the energetic blueprints and the strategy that best works it. But there are more deeper nuances, and that's why you see all this stuff on the chart. There are the astrological signs on there. There's a profile reference in there that goes deeper. You can apply this to relationships, to business. It's a whole study. Actually, this information, anyone who wanna go on and look on YouTube, look up Jovian Archives, J-O-V-I-A-N. Body of people that at a high level, from the gentleman that channeled this information, they keep a whole archive of it. It's been around for the longest time. I enjoy bringing it. I'm bringing this back as a part of the work that I do with people. So if I do angelic shift work with someone, I am now going to be running your blueprint and reviewing it with you. And it's a continuous awareness. It's a continuous synergy. And it's really on point, like praise. It's on point. Again, it's a synergy system, the chakra system, the Kabbalah tree of life, as well as the 64 I Ching hexagon. The I Ching was always mentioned by Dr. Wayne Dyer. He passed away one year ago, I think. But he would always talk about the 64 hexagrams of the I Ching. So hope I didn't bore anybody with that so far.
Oh, no, because you have live viewers, and I'm sure we have people on our podcast audience, that can connect with this and have been like you. They've been led to this information. So no, it definitely wasn't boring, because we have a live viewer who says, hey, I'm a generator and an initiator. So isn't it wonderful to know you're not alone?
I was holding off on introducing this to my Periscope, because I would like to help the viewers get excited about this work. And when I do my, you know, angelic readings and my card readings in the future, I want to do readings not just on astrological signs, but those who are generators, manifestors, for them every week, for the week coming up. But they have to get with me to understand what their chart. And that's pretty, I can do that pretty easily to help a person understand which category. And then they want to do more work, that's available as well, yeah.
And it feels like once we have more tools of understanding how majestic and mysterious we really are as human beings, it allows us to put the pieces together. And we can then say, oh, I understand why I behave like this. I understand how I feel like this. And I'm not weird. I'm not. Right. There's nothing wrong with me. No, this is my genetic, my spiritual, my human design. And it's unique to me, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And so I love this concept, because it's empowering people to feel this power of themselves, as opposed to feeling overpowered by the views of others, right?
Yeah, right.
So bring it on. Where can they sign up to have an experience with you and better understanding their human design? I love it.
As always, chakrawanda@gmail.com or my website, chakrawanda.com. Okay, WEEBLY.com. Everything really is there. There you go. That's it right there. Yeah, and if you go to the service page, who's got this? Yeah, there we go. Thank you. I love the technology. There I am. And if you drop the top talks about me on Periscope and all the different topics I have, and then go down to services, you see me with the angel harp and guided meditations. I love doing that, creating guided meditations and angel harp healing. I send that to you by email. There's the energetic blueprint work right there. And then over to the right, I have 12-month angelic shift reading preview that I can do for people. That's where everything is right there. I do have some. We're going to talk about that later, right now, about the package that I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you mean to tell me that if someone came to you and said, Chakra, can you please create a composition for me playing the harp, that they can email you and they can receive a composition from you of the beautiful harp playing?
Ooh. Yes, I've done that quite often with people. A request through broadcast and Periscope. I have people that want maybe something that helps them with relaxation, stress reduction. Sometimes maybe they've gotten or requested an intuitive reading or a guided meditation, and I do it with the harp music right behind it. I'm speaking your name. Maybe I'm doing a live visioning and infusing the harp sounds with it, I also, when I first started doing compositions with the harp, Spirit taught me to open myself up to doing end-of-life composition. Yes, and I've done a few of those. And it's for people who have family members who are maybe going through a hospice journey, and maybe the family members at home or in the hospital. And what they would, and this is what Spirit taught me to do, and I've done a few already. The family member would send a picture to me of their loved one, and they would do a little write-up of the spirit of the individual. But right here at my prayer altar, I would light a candle, I would burn incense and sage, and I would just go into a space as if I'm in presence with that individual. And I would let the harps just play. I would play them. And it would be maybe like a 10, 15 minute, because they could always loop it. And I would send it to you by email. It was end of life composition, not duplicated, just created just for the journey that that individual is. So it's designed for you to play it. Sometimes during the journey of hospice is in that state between heaven and earth. So the beauty of the angel harps are surrounding in that room. And I've gotten feedback from help them as well.
Beautiful. Chakra, when you talk about the healing process, there are many people who do the work, social workers, teachers, you know, supervisors, employees, anyone, a human being that engages with another. How can they really embody themselves the power of their angelic healing? How can they really feel it in their day-to-day walk in life?
Relationship. Getting up in the morning or whatever time of day is best for them to move into. When you wake up, you've got that, you know, have to do, but whatever, you're creating a process, creating a ritual. Sometimes people don't like that word, but creating time, allowing time to get into space, to get into listening space. First of all, it is knowing your listening, your way of listening. Maybe there was a traditional way that you learned as your upbringing on how to do that. Some of us enjoy the sacred texts of the Bible. Some of us enjoy the quietness of sound healing. But bringing in for that divine presence to connect and flow from within you, to build you up so that when you go out. When I was working in massage therapy and I had my private practice, or if I worked part-time for the massage center, I knew how many maybe slots that I had open that day that I anticipated working on people. But I would wake up and go in meditation and see myself already in the healing space. And this could be people that have a job and work every day. Don't you know your presence can be healing for your coworkers as well? Whatever it is that you do. But see that space before you get into it. And you set the vibration before you walk out of your door, before you get in your car, before you get into rush hour. Rush hour doesn't start when you get in the car. It starts right here. So how do you walk out and how do you roll out the red carpet for your day? And those of us especially that are healers and serve other people, move us to a space that be the most present before you move out into that day. And then you have to have self-care. Get off the merry-go-round of life. I don't mean the idea of just pampering. It's imperative you have self-care of the body, mind, and the spirit.
Wow. What advice from one of our live viewers can you give? her chakra on giving to the self and not worrying about what every person thinks.
I know.
We aren't responsible for everyone's feelings, according to some teachers. And so we'd like to ask you, how can we empower our podcast audience, our live viewers, on detaching themselves from what everyone else thinks is best?
By getting in to the practice of saying yes. You hear what I said? You get into the practice of saying yes to yourself first. When you say yes to you, that feels better than saying no, right? But it may mean saying no. To a degree, you have to realize that when you, our concerns about what other people think, our concerns about hurting other people's feelings, our concerns about really not coming out of the shell of who we are and not being truly who you are. There are people that are not going to wake up tomorrow morning, but you will. There are people that are not waking up in the next moment. Here, this life is precious. It was your last day, okay? Not to think of it in a morbid way, say yes. And connect with that, live in that way of being, or get with a teacher, someone that's come to you, someone you've been around, and start to walk and journey with that until you get your stride. Those of us that are teachers do that with others, like Mama Louise, that are walking at that level till we get our stride. Mama Louise is walking at a certain level with others that till she gets, as she gets her stride. You have to make a decision and say yes. Because the opposite way of you not being authentically, truly living in how you should be eventually turns within energetically to settle in your being as dis-ease that reflects out later on or somewhere in your being. It will do that. Say yes. Say yes.
Wow. That was so powerful that I just wanted to be repeated because I want to make sure no one misses the point. When you stated about saying yes to you first, and giving yourself permission to saying no to what doesn't serve how you really feel, that is taking back almost your birthright power. Don't you think? Yes. It's taking it back for you.
Yes. Yes. Yes, sounds good. And, you know, we are here, this planet, this is the earth, you know, we are in school all the time, all the time. Things that we are supposed to learn to get over and to move past, though there's a lot of things that we cycle in. We're on a merry-go-round, the same stuff over and over again. Oh my God. Right? And the things, so contrast shows up to help you move to a space of really making a decision about what you really, really, really want and how you really want to be in this experience. We hold ourselves back a lot and we're held hostage by our fears too. We are. Yeah. So yes. Get with the yes energy. That way you know, no. Someone says to you, I need you to be here and do this and da da da. You know there's a part of even 1% of you that you don't want to be involved in. And then say yes to you. No thanks. I have a previous engagement. It's with you. You decide to chill. You don't want to participate in that anymore. It's okay. Start now. Say yes. Yeah. Because when you don't say yes, you're saying no to you, basically.
Yes. And I love the fact that you were stating that. Then you're almost setting on the switch for dis-ease.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I spent hours and hours and hours working on people when I was doing Ladle of Hands work full time. When I graduated from massage school, I had the opportunity to work at the hospital in oncology, doing light therapeutic massage for oncology outpatients. And God showed me a lot working with these patients of different stages of cancer. And many of them talked about being stressed out, that their immune system was overloaded, which broke it down to a point that they couldn't go backwards. And they could have controlled it by having a much more relaxed orb. You hear people today talk about how or do work that they just, it just strains them. Yeah, I used to be there at that. And it can be challenging to change the rudder, to go a different direction that you're being called in that's maybe not a traditional direction that your family and friends expect you to be in. But we are a species that's designed to evolve. If you look at the way that God set up nature. If you look outside and look at the elements, the trees don't hold on to their fruit, okay? They don't hold on to what no longer serves them. The seasons cycle without fail, as they're in resistance of cycling and evolving.
Beautiful. So, Chakra, let's give everyone an invitation to this amazing new program that you have where they can attend and start to stimulate their evolution within.
Yes. Let me share what that is. I have available, because I do multiple things, and because each person is very unique, I customize opportunities. And I'm going to share with you the opportunity. I had it right here, Monster, so I could clearly share what that is. So it's I call it an angelic life shift package, all right? And what I'm doing is, this would be done in either 2 or 3 sessions, probably an average of 90 minutes each, and we do it by live streaming. First, I'm going to pull your energetic blueprint and do overview that I showed you, right? Give you a chance to absorb that. And then you'll have an opportunity to receive a 12-month angelic intuitive card reading. And that always find fascinating but very revealing, because there's some past life revelation that comes from that. And then from that information, by the second or third session, because we don't spend a many days on it, but we schedule them like a week apart, then we're going to a customized action plan. And what is, you'll have an opportunity to choose from that I have. Perhaps we need to create a guided meditation for you. Perhaps it's, well, definitely you have the opportunity to receive the angelic harp healing. You're listening to me, you're going to receive that harp healing, and it's going to be phenomenal. The customized action plan are going to give you just a couple of steps for you to go and do some work, right? Maybe participating in one of the groups that I have, or it could be just a follow-up call. But there's some work. It could be that I suggest to you some reading to take on. And then maybe a few months later, we get back together with all the other people that, you know, I've talked to in this process. So it's a phenomenal package. It's easily accessible. You can send me an email at chakrawanda@gmail.com. I'll have more information on the main website, but that's the way.
That is awesome. And so I want to thank our podcast listeners and our live viewers for trusting themselves enough to just tap in to listen to this amazing experience on how to utilize the committee that came with you on this planet, the angelic committee, right? That came with you to encourage you to be beyond what you see, huh? In your own eyes. So if you had any parting word to say to the community, what would it be, Chakra?
I would say go higher, and also remember the vessel that you are. Those are some of the messages that came through this week as I shared with my podcast viewers. I did want to close out with an opportunity to go higher. Can we do that?
Yes. And before we begin, we don't want to go out with mentioning Chakra Wanda's creations, where she is creating these amazing handcrafted jewelry, birthed from sacred vision for the purpose, of moving us all higher for more. Isn't it beautiful? Yes.
I want to share, let y'all know that what is calling you to express more is important to allow that to come. The jewelry making process, or the gift of this flow of energy that of creativity, actually started just last year with my crystal babies. If he would go to the top and show the crystal babies for me. Right. Those babies right there. As a healer, I did collect crystals. Not a healer, I had some just to have. But I experienced a health journey last year, May, to the doctor, and they discovered in my lymph glands and behind my nose, 2 different types. Long and short, I prepared myself for the journey. I prepared myself for the surgery. God also emphasized or shared with me or made me aware that prayer was important. And I am a prayer specialist. I do a work called affirmative prayer, which is a metaphysical way of praying in an affirming way, not in a supplicating way. Okay? You can learn more about that. I have a prayer page called Affirmative Prayer for You on Facebook. But what happened was I was home for a whole week recovering. My daughter was tending to me. I had tubes and stuff coming from my neck or whatever. I was in the bed for a week. But then when I came downstairs, I have an area and I have arts and crafts around all the time. And I have started working with wire the year before, but never really got it. I felt such clarity. I was cleansed just from a whole week of just not doing anything, just recovering and let my body be. And I considered myself in more of a whole, not sick, on a journey in neutral. And when I came downstairs, I started picking up the crystals and the wire. And the next thing I knew, I looked at a couple of YouTubes I was forming, showed some of the people in the audience, and they were helping me design. And now these babies are being created every week. I try to keep up. What was happening then was I noticed that I felt really clear in my body. I felt really healthy and rejuvenated. And what I want to share is that there's many of us, many of you that feel a calling to do something different in your life, or you feel a calling to extend and expand on what maybe what was wants to create through you. Stay in that energy. That energy is healing. It to create through my hands. Probably that's why I came into massage therapy, but now healing comes in this way. And these babies are being shipped all over the country. I haven't figured out how to get it across to UK. I have figured out how to do that yet, but I haven't done that yet. But I get requests all over the place. They're baby, they're energy, but it has to come through. It has to come through, because there's something bigger happening than the idea of making money. It's the creativity has to come through. So I wanted to share that, how that particular expression came about, and then how the expression of what I do with using my voice, and how the expression of all of that. You got to remember the vessel that you are and go higher. So I want you to sit back a little bit as we close out. Is this okay? Is it a good time right now, Mama?
Ideal. Yes, ideal.
So just take a deep breath here. Right where you are in this present moment, the essence that created all that there is and all that there ever will be, breathes as you, through you, in this very moment. Presence we sit in, it permeates all around us. It provides for us. It expresses through us. There's a birthing that wants to occur, even at the highest degree. See this essence stand before you. Feel the presence like a candle flame. Feel the presence of this essence right now. Let this essence escort you up into the higher planes, as if you're climbing a mountain, but not by yourself. You're going higher and higher and higher. And once you get to the top of that mountain, that essence still around you. Perhaps you feel the essence of an angel, one to the left and one to the right, guardians that have been with you since the beginning of time. And now you're at that top of the mountain and you stand on a ledge even higher. There's no fear, but you look out beyond the terrain. You look over this valley, which is your life, and you see the colors of the chakras lighting up, the crown chakra. The root chakra red, the heart is green, the sacral, solar plexus, looking all around in the territory of your life. This is a way that you can go high and above everything, anything, all that there is, and see it from this level. No longer do you choose to down and run around in the valley within. You rise high above the plain. And allow yourself to see your life from this space, from this love. Breathe that in. Breathe that in. Remembering the vessel that you are, always go high. Together we say, and so it is. Yay. I hope that some of you enjoyed just that little bit of a vision of moving higher. Yay.
Thank you deeply, Wanda. I want to also add that Wanda Hand Crochet's Healing Wig. For those who have concerns about hair loss, those who are going through some hair loss challenges, I love the fact that everything that you do, everything that you touch, Wanda, is always about healing. So once again, creative minds out there on the podcast and in our live viewing session, let your creativity reign. That's where you're going to get your pace, huh? Allow, hire your angelic committee. There are zillions of them sitting back waiting to wonder, when are you going to call on them to come and help you with the visions that you have in life, the ideas that you want to manifest? You've got a team that came with you in the womb. Sugar Pudding, honor the team that's always right there with you. Thank you forever, Wanda, for this long-awaited interview. I love you unlimited. And for the rest of you Sugar Puddings, remember, you are a miracle, honeys. Be the miracle that you're born to be. Don't you let nothing in this planet tear you down. You are worthy of it all. Huh? Keep your heart in the light. Do good for yourself. Do good for others. And we love you unlimitedly. Huh, sugars? Because of the majesty of you. Take care, everyone. Thank you for coming. We love you, Chakra.
Love you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling. Good night.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.